Glare.
Chris Mitchell, what are Ellie's chances in the S6 50-metre butterfly?
Well, they're very good. All of a sudden, from nowhere, she only started swimming, you know, seriously, you know, a few years ago. She is now the favourite to win gold in this race. You have to say it because she qualified fastest. But Oksana Krull is in the lane next to her, lane number 5. She is the defending champion. She's 21. She's ranked number 1 in the world, and she has the experience. And look down on the pool right now. Oksana Krull in that nasty purple swimwear stands tall over Ellie Robinson. And normally, Ellie Robinson, a dwarf, wouldn't be expected to win a sprint race. She's already at a disadvantage in terms of her body length, getting to that wall first. But she looks very focused. She came out in that cloak. She looks scary. You couldn't see her face inside. She whipped it off. She's now just adjusting her goggles down there. Oksana Krull has got her foot on her block. She looks composed too. Nicole Turner goes in lane 6 for Ireland. And Tiffany Thomas-Kane goes next to Ellie Robinson in lane 3 for Australia, another young debutante. They're ready. They're in the pool. Ellie Robinson gets into the water quickly, underwater and out first. And she's into her stroke, and she gets her fingertips almost together as she brings her arms round like a dart through the water, through the first 25 metres. And as we suspected, it's Robinson and Krull going through the water. Krull with no arm movement, just using her legs, is upside Robinson now. There's nothing between them at all. It is Robinson and Krull. 15 metres to go. Here comes Robinson. Can she get the gold? She swoops past Krull. That was easy. And here comes the wall for Great Britain, and Robinson wins gold. Unbelievable. She's 15 years old. She's making her debut, and she's done it in a Paralympic record. She's got a hand over her mouth. The tears are going to flow. She has done it.
That was absolutely fantastic, Graham Edmonds.
She cannot believe it. I know I said she had a steely glare earlier, but she just had that same face as Ellie did when she won her first goal. It was a complete shock to her. But she still doesn't believe it now.
Talk us through that race, because Chris spoke about the advantage that the Ukrainian swimmer had over Ellie, but she was so focused. She stayed in there. She fought to the front, and she touched the line first.
Oksana Krull doesn't use her arm, so she had a very good underwater phase. So she came up ahead of Ellie, but Ellie's stroke is absolutely beautiful, and she just powered her way up there. And literally the last 10 meters she ended up going away from the rest of the guys, which was amazing.